Okay, we basically did the brachas, the 15 brachas. I'd like to go back now to Asher Yatzar, which is on page Lamed He. Yeah. Okay, brachas Asher Yatzar, as you know, is a bracha on the, not only on the fact that there are bodily functions that precipitate Asher Yatzar, but on the total function of the body, which is really miraculous. And at the beginning of his description is almost predictable, but let's see. Ha'adam morkev b'shtei chalokim ha'guf ha'neshama. The body is a combination of the physical and spiritual. The bracha umafli lasais, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person, Mafli La'asais means Hashem does something amazing. Chazal described Mafli La'asais as the connection between the neshama and the body. The combination of the body being affected by the neshama, which we take for granted, but is something miraculous. It can't be described scientifically. It's just the way we are. Kenegdam tiknu shtei brachas lahaydes HaKadosh Baruch Hu al rav ha'toiv shebaram. Connected the body and the neshama, there are two brachas, and they are behem brachas hashiyatzar, a yitziris haguf, hashiyatzar, which refers to the physical, the creation of the physical body, brachas lakai neshama al matan haneshama, and lakai neshama shesat to be on the soul. Vebrachas hashiyatzar anu makirim umaidim al matana hanefloa. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the incredible gift, Shehenik HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'min ha'anushi, that God gave human beings, V'yaguf ha'morkev me'ribay ribavay schalokim, a body which is a combination of many tens of thousands of parts, atzamay subasar, bone and flesh, prokim v'chulyais, different joints and vertebrae, v'gidei ha'adam, and the different the vessels within the body, that va'arokim, and the veins, ashekol echad yesh lo tafkid miyuchad, each one has its own purpose, ubischabrusim yachad yiflu hevor b'seder anochin, put together the body works properly, kviat tzairach, ve'aydezeh yichay ha'adam. Now we're thankful when we don't really know what the body is doing right, because, God forbid, you have to go to a doctor and you find out if it's not going properly, you find out. I remember years ago, the first time I had to go for a blood test, and they have this whole list, the doctor checks off what he wants to look for in this little vial of blood, so you're just astonished at all the parts of the many parts of the body, and as you know, it's miraculous how the body works. I mean, I assume that the bodies of all the animals work with the same precision and the type of mechanics that works. But nevertheless, we thank Hashem as Yotzer so Adam for the human being.
When we say this bracha after we go successfully to the bathroom, so I assume that's a sample that we acknowledge the way that Hashem makes everything work physically.
Yeah.
But why don't you choose something more complex and important, like the brain? The brain is probably the most complex of everything in the body. And we should be making a bracha, let's say, on that, as opposed to
trying to do a quick thought
on that. No, we do say, in other words, we do make a bracha on our understanding, that's the first of the brachas. We said, we get up in the morning, we make the bracha, really includes that. It's not a contradiction anyway, the function of the body, the function of the mind.
Also, but the function of the body of the brain is so much different than anything else. If somebody has a brain tumor, Rahman Satsuan, that chemo can't get into that area. It's like unbelievable. The chemo.
No, that it can't get there, but I don't think the brain can survive it.
It doesn't
heal it.
For it to go. It has a separate posture.
No, he's right that we should say a bracha for the brain. It's not a contradiction to make a bracha on the body. It's just. I guess the body. We have that moment of when you go to the bathroom.
That's right.
Some people make it twice a day. Some people make it 10 times a day.
Ashiyotzar.
You're doing that when you know
when you need to.
If you ate as much as you eat and you didn't do that a couple times a day, you know what would happen.
How much he eats is not so much, but the rest of us.
No, but they chose that function as opposed to what's
it's called. Not as opposed. We thank Hashem for the function of the body. And there has to be a time. See, really, you make the bracha twice. The ashiyatza in the morning has nothing to do with going to the bathroom. It happens to be that after a whole night, we go to the bathroom. But even if someone had no need in the morning, he could make ashiyatza anyway. So that the ashiyatza is on the body. And we do say it when the body expels its waste, which is itself a miraculous thing. And I must have told you the Rabbi Miller's description of Asher Yatzar, where he says that when a person goes to the bathroom, he should close his eyes and feel his body relieving itself, and thank God. And he was talking about in his usual way.
In the toilet?
Well, in the bathroom, yeah.
To close eyes.
Yeah.
Don't say
Asher Yatzar in the bathroom. You close your eyes and just think about how the body works. So that was a typical Rabbi Miller, but then suddenly he says, and when it doesn't work, it hurts. And he said, Max, tell everybody about it. And the way he described it, I mean, he said, ouch, ooh, he went through a description of the pain, and the fellow sitting there, I assume was feeling better at the moment, otherwise it would have been painful to hear it, but it's true. Person, God forbid, it doesn't work. It's a very difficult thing, and it's just an incredible part of the body that we hope our whole lives to take for granted. It's when things go well, then we're not aware of it. So, at any rate, this is the we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the blessing of a well functioning body. And here he makes a statement: Bayre'e kol mashem amikim achaykrim va'raifim. Whatever the scientists discover, and they do research, and they learn to heal the body, and they understand the way it works, the parts work together.
What time
is
it written, this book?
30 years ago. And daily, the body, the scientists reveal tzfunais, hidden things, v'chidushim, and new things, both in the body itself. Take a look at a kidney, it looks like a little piece of meat, it's like a frankfurter, and what is it, and what it's able to do. And it's like a frankfurter, you look in a chicken. So somebody showed me the bottom of a chicken, there was a little, sometimes the kidney stays in there. I mean, it looks like a lima bean. It's a tiny little thing, and it's amazing what it does. But his point is, the discoveries that were 50 years ago, today they're ancient. But derech mashal, listen to his mashal. The biggest expert doctor of 100 years ago would appear, and he would do surgery. Do surgery like they did 100 years ago. I know some hospitals that are like that. Yitzaku chach bizmanenu shereitzeachu. They say he's a murderer. V'yuva alar kois, and they'll take him to court. Shetachei harifua v'nituach shel zmanenu, the manner of medicine and surgery of our day, ma'ilim pikama mimashes nagu b'dar shavar, are much different than in the previous generation. V'chei ma'shenira hayoyim k'dava nifla, ashlashua adar isakad ma'inim, the things that today are incredible that previous generations never thought could happen. A generation from now it'll be ancient. In other words, what he's saying is that in medicine it's forever changing. And it changes very, very rapidly, relatively rapidly. The idea of the chachma of the physical body is mentioned in Rishayim and in Achrayim as something that's mafli lasi, something that's very hidden, I think Rabbeinu Bachya in Parshas Mishpatim on the Pasuk Petza Tachas Patza, Kviya Tachas Kviya, talks about different makos. There we learn how Mekansh Nitin Rishus L'Reifa L'Rafais, where we learn the sort of the medical license from. So Rabbeinu Bachya says that all the examples in the Pasuk are external injuries. A burn or a wound. He says in the internal part of the body, the refuah is so infinite that there's no end to pursuing the way to do it.
X-ray doesn't show what's going on inside.
The X-rays show it, but the understanding of how it works, it's endless. Rav Yaakov Emdin, in discussing the brachas that we make on the different parts of the body, on the different wise people, you meet a chachma yom asylum, you make a bracha. So he, in discussing the different sciences, declares that almost all the sciences are acceptable for this bracha. And he says that excludes the wisdom, the understanding of the eternal body.
Excludes.
It excludes, right. He says because there's no maskana. Rather, he says here, it's something that I heard Rav Schwab himself say at a Gurdwara convention once. He said that people who teach their children that the non-Jewish wisdom is silly, it's meaningless, it's not true. There's great wisdom, it's incredible wisdom in the sciences of the world today. It's just absolutely incredible, all the things that they've discovered. But he does say that the chachma of the Pnei Maguf is something that they're not aiming on. I'm just on the run. I'm not spouting. Yeah, music is considered a wisdom. One of the seven wisdoms is
drawing,
the chachma.
Drawing. Draw a picture.
Art? No, art it's for some reason. It's not considered to be a science. It's a talent, not a science. And there's certain talent in music too, but there's certain wisdom too. Let's see. Okay, I'm sorry. They always have a hard time finding things on the fly. But at any rate, he writes, as I remember, years ago, we had a guest, somebody who, Greenwich Village family, young lady, from woman, her parents were traditional, she became much more from. So I remember we had something at the table, and she made the statement that that's considered healthy today. And I asked her, what do you mean today? She says, well, it could be tomorrow, then you say it's not healthy. But today, it's considered to be healthy. Now, we have no choice. We pass in halachis, we bechal Shabbos and Yom Kippur, based on doctors and what doctors tell us. We go with the wisdom of the time.
But, a lot of things around what you say, that some things have changed.
Yeah, things have changed, but this is even besides the change, even the analysis of things that are going on, it's...
The best thing...
Okay, Chaim says eggs are the best thing for you. Oh yeah, eggs are good now. They used to be bad. I don't know, my father always taught me brownie bars, they're the best thing for you. It's
brownie rice?
Rice? I don't know, I'm not an expert. No, brownie bars. That's a type of chocolate cake. That's very, very healthy. I don't know, it's the weirdest thing.
Eggs are very good now, except for the botulism.
Yeah, you don't want the bachelor's.
What?
But dark chocolate became, my wife eats it, L'Shem Shemayim. She always gnashed on chocolate. But now, L'Shem Shemayim, you know, they have 50% chocolate, 60% chocolate, 70%. You get to an 85% chocolate, you can't chew it. It's the weirdest thing, like L'Shem Shemayim. What?
Red wine
already is a while. the wine, Rebelsky was the 12th grade rabbi. I remember him coming in with a New York Times article. I was never in his class, but all his things got around because he was very theatrical. He came in with a New York Times article that wine is good for you. And at the time, he said, Chazal say red wine. They said wine. It'll take him another few years to figure out that it's the red wine that's good for you and more than the white wine. And Chazal said it a long time ago. So, you know, I don't know. It's, a person has to go with the science of the times, but it's not, a lot of things are not clear at all.
Red is what? The color or is the name?
It's the color of the wine.
And my son-in-law, no antibiotics.
It
used to be antibiotics.
Yeah, they hold. My son-in-law says antibiotics are terrible. And I don't know, when you have strep, if you know how you're supposed to take care of strep.
That's right, if you don't give so, a child
and that I believe that antibiotics is terrible. No, today they're... I'll tell you, there's a machlokes if caffeine affects blood pressure. Caffeine. So a cardiologist told me caffeine is not, it raises your blood pressure. A cardiologist told me that, I have a friend, Mayor Fuchs, Dr. Fuchs. So he told me, if a person has blood pressure, just stay away from caffeine. So I asked Avi Levin about it. He says, no. I asked a few of you, no. That's the point. The point that Rosh Hashanah is making is not that people are dummies, but that the wisdom of the guf has such breath to it that it's not really shayach to be aymen on the chachma of the p'tima guf. And the way Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it, the way I remember it, although I'm not able to find it now, is that you can't make a bracha on the chachamim of the science of the body, because today they say this is good and tomorrow they say that is good. And this is written in the late 1700s. And, you know, so some things pretty much, they stayed the same. Psychology is something else. Psychology is not an exact science. But, human beings have certainly, it's an old story.